We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Sam, listeners, Light Years Podcast, do you ever feel like you're always on? What do you do when you need a moment to chill? How do you like to hit the reset button to get ready for what's next? There's only one beer out there that's literally made to chill, and that's Coors Light. The mountains on the bottles and cans even turn blue when your beer is cold. Wow, that's amazing. That way you always know when it's time to chill. When you need to hit reset, just open up a Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment and made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And as always, celebrate.
Honestly, I feel like I'm more mad with the Warriors right now than I am with the Blazers. Like, you double Dame all night, and then you just let him go one-on-one in Dame time. Like, you know he's going to make that shot. What are you doing? What is that? And then that last play was just quintessential, like, we need everyone to touch the ball and have Steph run off 14 actions to get the ball in an awkward position where I can't remember. Was it Wiggins or was it Lee who was trying to duck in as Steph was trying to dive and then just essentially brought their defender over to Steph? I don't know. Andy, you there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, was that the most frustrating game of the season?
I feel like you ask me that after every game, and it gets funnier every game. I'm tired, man. I'm tired. You know what the most frustrating part is? That you could see it coming from a mile away. At least things were frustrating because things were fresh and new, like newly frustrating in the beginning of the season. You're like, you know, they shouldn't have lost this game. I'm pissed. Let's not make it happen again. But then at this point, Sam, was there any point during the game where you were like, you know, if they lose this game, I'd be shocked? Like I felt like throughout the game, they win, fine. They lose, yeah, I saw that coming too. Like, nothing would surprise me at this point with this team. And I mean, honestly, they play like shit. Portland play like shit. Both teams play terrible. I thought both teams deserved to lose.
That's actually what's more frustrating about this. I thought Portland looked terrible.
Awful.
We got a lot to get to here. I was just talking about this right before you came on. So I feel like the Warriors deserve to lose because that late game execution was disgusting. One, let's start with Dame's shot. Why are you not doubling him? You doubled him all game and you're going to let him go one-on-one on the last shot. What was that all about?
I don't know what Steve Kerr, maybe Steve Kerr called for a double and they didn't. Like, here's the difference, right? Dame got the ball. Everybody got out the way. He shot the three. Tough shot, right? With the Warriors, you got Steph has the ball. Then, I don't know, whether it's Steph or not or Draymond or whatever, one guy's setting up a screen, and then he sets a screen, he gives it up, and he comes back and gets the ball back, right? And then two people are still on him. Well, you're just like, I mean, just let him go. Let Steph go ISO. So that's the difference. I thought that was a big difference. Pretty annoying.
Yeah, so that was literally going to be my second point. So let's talk about that. The Warriors' final possession, The one where Draymond got the charge probably shouldn't have been a charge, but they're not overturning it because it's Adam Silver's NBA. And, you know, just any sort of like just good officiating is not allowed. But anyway, that's a different commentary. They go quintessential Warriors with like 14 off-ball screens, Steph running in circles to try to get open. And I just don't know why they're doing that, because Steph gets the ball. He's trying to drive. I can't remember who it was on the Warriors. Might have been Bazemore, might have been Lee, might have been Wiggins. Ducks in, brings their defender over. Then Steph doesn't know where to go with the ball, and that's where you lead to the pass out to Draymond.
Yeah.
And my whole thing is like, let the man go one-four flat, right? Just like let him go one-on-one in this state, because no one on Portland can guard him. Like, right. You know, this isn't the Lakers. They're not putting, you know, KCP with LeBron as help or something on him. Like, it's not a good defensive team. Just make sure you get Steph in a one-on-one with like literally anyone on the other team and just go.
Yep. I agree. There's they overcomplicate it, especially for a game like this. I think like against teams like maybe Charlotte, you know, San Antonio, some of those teams where you're like, they're lesser defensive teams. I should say Charlotte, right? Like lesser defensive teams, Washington, Chicago earlier this season, where you're like, you know, you can run the offense, get other guys involved, get Oubre, Wiggins, get those guys to feel good about themselves, right? But a game like this, like, you know, Portland inside and out. You know, Portland inside and out. You're 19 and 16 coming into this game. You've got the Suns on a back-to-back, which at this point is probably a loss, right? So you're like, you need this win tonight, because at least then you can split these two going into the All-Star break, feel good about yourself. So maybe you change up the game plan, and I blame this on Steve Kerr. Maybe you change up the game plan, Sam, and say, you know, let's let Steph make it easy for him to get 40 tonight, and they get the win and get the fuck out of there. But instead, they do the same thing that they've always done, and that's the frustrating part. It's like you do the same thing over and over, and you just make it harder than yourself than it should be.
Yeah, and throwing away these winnable games against vulnerable opponents is really what's frustrating here. Like, I wouldn't call this a particularly great Steph game. He had an amazing first half. He had a terrible just a poor third quarter. You know, he looked tired at the end. There's no other way to put it. He looked tired down the stretch, right?
Yeah, he did. He made a couple big shots. Layups missed. It just seems like they were layups missed. But the third quarter was probably the fatigue to me. That where I was just like, he looks a little worn out there. And you watch him defensively. He's trying so hard. He spent the entire first half trying to guard every single player. And that kind of wears on you. Not many superstars in the league just plays defense that hard for a whole game or like for a whole season. So that was starting to wear him. And then the other part is that he's running around off the ball and on the ball all game long, right? And he had what, Sam, like 35 tonight? He had 35 tonight? 35
he did. He had 35 on 28 shots. He was he was 13 for 28. In the first half, he was 9 for 15. So
yeah,
4 for 13 in the second half. I don't even know if the Blazers change up coverage on him that much. Like, the thing with Steph is at a certain point, it's on him, because he makes BS shots over great defense and he misses open shots randomly. So at a certain point, I think it was on him there a little bit. I want to get back to the point though. I'm just watching this game and, you know, we've drilled this point in. And I don't know, you know, we'll probably say it another 35 times before the end of the season. You're just seeing like a lack of talent around Steph. Like, and let's start here. Andrew Wiggins, what do you think of his game tonight?
Is he tired or is he hurt or is he just someone that's just not going to go to the rack? Because he had one play in the game where he went to the rack, drew a foul, and it looked so easy. And then he hasn't done that in the previous like 2 weeks, where you're just like, it's not that hard to go to the hole, man. And he's just out here shooting, you know, step back to the left, step back to the right. And then he's shooting like pull-up threes. He made a couple in the fourth, which was nice. But like, what are we doing here? Just go to the hole. Like, who's blocking you, right? So that was frustrating with Wiggins, but keep going.
I was also going to say, like, we've now got a substantial amount of Wiggins footage with the Warriors. We got the second half of last year. and, you know, 36 games this season. I don't think that's changing. I don't think like that's not a like a skill deficiency thing. I just don't think he likes contact, to be honest. Like, I don't think he likes driving to the rim. Like, he's not Russell Westbrook. I think he just, like, by default, when he feels the defense, his instinct is like fake inward and then just fade away every time. That's just who he is, right? Like, so we should just take what he is as, you know, I don't want to say with a grain of salt, but it's just kind of like he's playing well above average defense, and that's better than we could ask for. But his offense, I don't know that it's changing. I don't know that, like, there's some magic button the coaching staff can push to make him a little more aggressive, right?
Well, yeah, no, there is not. The magic button is that you get Klay Thompson back on the court next season, so you just have a shooter. And so maybe Wiggins will just – instead of
he gets
him,
a couple like, more open lanes, gets just yep. a couple easy layups, yep. but like, yeah, he's not going to give you the 12 free throw, like Dwayne Wade, just like, you knock me down, I keep going type of game. Like, that's just not who Andrew Wiggins is.
I mean, like, even Kelly Oubre is more fit to do that than Andrew Wiggins. And it's like, the problem here is just, he's been paid $30 million plus. Like, if you get the guy $14 million, then, you know, it wouldn't be as annoying. Yeah, I'm with you. But yeah, I'm with you though. The contact one is such a great point, because it's just, you know, you see this a little bit with James Wiseman too, where James Wiseman.
Good. I was going to say that.
Yeah. Now, I think James Wiseman is that he just might not be strong enough. Right. So,
teenager who doesn't like have full control of his limbs at this point.
Yeah, like a little too soft right now. But like, Wiggins a grown man. Like, come on, man. He's like 25. By the way, I just rewatched the Draymond after Steph missed a three. Draymond airballed a tip layup from a foot away. How the fuck is that possible? Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, who else were we talking about? We talked about Wiggins being
let's talk about Wiseman in a minute, but I just want to shout out everyone who's here. We see you all, over 100 people in the locker room right now. We're going to get to questions in like 5 or so minutes. And every one of you who has a Fitz avatar, Jesus. I appreciate you. If anything, I would appreciate you guys to all troll me and change all your pictures to Fitz. All right, let's get to James Wiseman here. So on the positives, I did see him trying. There was that one play in the third quarter where he boxed out Enes Kanter and Draymond. Like, the only good thing about no fans is the hot mic. And, like, Draymond is good for at least 2 hot mic things a game, right? And Draymond just hyping him up. He's like, yeah. He's just going off about how hyped. And you know that's a point of emphasis, because – everyone's aware of the fact, like, Wiseman's a little soft for a big man at this point, right? Like, he's got all this skill. He has obviously the athleticism and the size, but they just want to see him do the basics of being a big man. Like, the stuff that Kayvon Looney does, which is, like, put a body on a man and get a rebound, right? Like, he just, and so he only played 11 minutes tonight. They were chasing the wind. They didn't get it. But overall, where are you at with his game tonight?
Yeah, tough one for him. I feel bad because I think because he looks like he's mentally pretty down on himself. And this kind of started in the beginning of the season. And it's gotten progressively worse, where I think, like, even when he gets a dunk, he just looks unhappy out there. He gets a rebound, he's unhappy. I think he needs more positive encouragement. Look, man, he as much as it's good to kind of yell at someone and when they're better, they're going to feel like after the fact, you know, I feel good because this person yelled at me or whatever. Right. I do feel like there's some part of positive encouragement that this kid needs right now, because he looks unhappy when he's playing basketball out there. Like, I don't know if I care about the mistakes that he's making, because I think you and I, like, are just going to be like, look, he's going to make mistakes, but at least go out there and play with some passion and some joy. Some joy. I can't believe I'm saying it, but with some joy, because, you know, it's a basketball game, man. Go out there and enjoy playing basketball. And it doesn't seem like he's doing that. And I think that makes me sad. And I think that hurts the way he plays too, because every time he makes a mistake, Dame drives by him and draws a foul. He looks unhappy. And it's like, Big Jim, it's okay. It's Damian Lillard. He's going to draw a foul on you.
This is why the Big Jim nickname's the best nickname ever, because you can't get mad when someone's like, Big Jim, just hang in there. It's okay. You know,
hang
like,
in there. Yeah.
It's not as bad. I'm with you. He's But it doesn't take a genius to be like, he's clearly overthinking everything. Like, he needs to just have that one big game. He needs to have that, like, I scored 20 points in 20 minutes type of game just to, like, calm down. Because right now he's pressing. It's very obvious he's pressing. And it's worse with a rookie to see the pressing. I want to cut to a quote right now. We got Steve Kerr on the post game going, and Andy, you're gonna enjoy this one. Are you still in the room?
Yeah, I'm here.
I don't know. Well, this is great. We need more scoring from anyone other than Steph.
I see that. Yeah, you know, my thing is maybe he should do something about it. And this is obviously a Phil Jackson play. I know that's what you're going to say. It's like he's playing some mind games and saying maybe some guys can step up here. But my thing is, like, maybe put some guys in positions where they do that. Sam, you know who are the best two playmakers on the bench right now? Off the bench in the second unit? Who would you say?
Damian Lee, which I really don't want to say that. But like,
oh, my God.
And Juan Toscano-Anderson. Actually, am I throwing Eric Paschal, too?
Oh, my God. You're right. Go ahead. I wasn't thinking of those guys, but you're right.
Who are you gonna say?
Well, it is Damian Lee, Juan Toscano, it's JTA, who are kind of the smartest, like JTA best playmaker passer. Damian Lee best shooter.
He could consider two things at the same time, which is just a big upgrade from a lot of the guys.
Well, like, it should be Eric Paschal and Andrew Wiggins.
Right.
That's who it should be, but like it's not. Like, those guys are addicted to shooting 18-foot mid-range jump shots, and because, like, they don't know what the offense is. The offense is designed around executing these plays that Andre Iguodala, Steph Curry, and Sean Livingston, and Klay Thompson, Draymond can do, but they're not really meant to be for Wanamaker and Paschal and Wiggins, right? So isn't that the problem?
Yeah, and I want to go a little macro view on here, okay? Warriors go 15 for 42 from three, okay? And Steph Curry is five for 14, which is not a good night. Steph was chucking a little bit. And you and I both know there's no amount of threes that Steph can take that's too many. On the Blazers side, they actually shot worse from three, but I feel like because they shot more threes, they got better looks inside. And in general, they just have better shooting on the floor, you know? Like, and that's one thing I'm looking at with the Warriors. This is a roundabout way to going, which is, like, I'm looking at the Blazers, and, like, Covington is an average shooter, but he takes threes. Gary Trent Jr. is a good shooter. He couldn't get shots tonight. Carmelo Anthony obviously can shoot the ball. Nasir Little, Rodney Hood, Anfernee Simons. These are all limited players who can shoot the ball, but they can shoot the ball. The Warriors have maybe more athleticism and defense going, but, like, do we need to get on Draymond again? 2 for 5 tonight. one 3-pointer that he made. Like, they need more than 5 points out of Draymond. Sorry. Like, Kemp Bazemore had 12 points. I don't know that, like, you can realistically ask for Bazemore to do more than that, right? Like, you can ask Wiggins to give you more than 14 points. But, like, we go down this list here. I'm just looking at the Warriors roster. I'm like, outside of Draymond, who I think has an obligation to be a better offensive player than what he's been, I don't know where the scoring's coming from on this roster.
Yeah, Draymond, after I tweeted that he had 2 points, made a three and then decided to go to the hole at the end of the game and then drew a foul, not a foul. There was one possession, Sam, where Draymond had the ball and they had this defender behind him. He could have went to the hole and decided not to and then kind of did his thing, threw it to Bazemore, bricked a three. And then there was another play where Draymond forced the ball to Wiseman for a lob, which is pretty standard, right? And Wiseman couldn't finish, where you're like, well, you could just shoot the 5-footer. You're right. Here's another thing I think. Anfernee Simons tonight, who's in the dunk contest. Did you know that?
I did.
Yeah, 6'3". I guess he's not only is he a shooter, he's also a dunker.
He's talented.
Yeah, he's got some talent. And I know he's super young. He didn't play in college, right? Like, he joined some academy before actually playing. My point is that
he probably didn't wear a suit to his interview.
That's where I'm trying to get, right? Because he went to IMG Academy. He was drafted 24th pick in the first round. So about where the Warriors have been drafting in that ish late 20s area. And after a few seasons, Anfernee Simons is a rotation player. And I would like to see that from the players that the Warriors have drafted over the years. And maybe a player that the Warriors have drafted last year, right? Like someone like Jordan Poole, which I'm not a fan of. But if you're going to draft someone, you should at least develop him to be a rotation player the way that Simons is off the bench. Not that he was amazing tonight, but he's a basketball player. So it would be nice.
Saeed in the chat throws out, and I apologize if I mispronounced your name, my friend. I just, you know, it's a Persian thing. throws in drafting Evans over Trent.
Yeah,
it's a correct point. It's a correct point. Like, one, yeah, they had a, you know, the thing isn't that they're missing on superstars at like 28, 29. It's that they're missing on guys who are NBA players.
Yeah,
like. I'm not expecting like I mean, I've brought up, you know, Sharp make fun of me for bringing up Keldon Johnson, but like Keldon Johnson is in the NBA and he's probably going to be in the NBA for the next decade. I'm not sure Jordan Poole will be in the NBA for the next decade, and we can keep going down the line, and it gets to the same point. The Warriors, like Steve Kerr, can say we need guys who can score the ball, and you and I can criticize him for his some of his tactics, but on the other level, I'm looking at this roster. I'm like, it would really help if they weren't carrying five terrible players who they feel obligated to carry because they drafted them. In other words, the front office did a better job at evaluating talent, period.
Yes. So I think, you know, that's one of the issues. Klay Thompson will solve some scoring issues next season. James Wiseman will
and spacing, but yes,
yeah, and spacing, and like, you know, James Wiseman will hopefully be better because he looks a little lost. I think Wiggins, Oubre was missed tonight, right? But then you're looking on the other side. You're like, Nurkic didn't play, CJ McCollum didn't play. Like,
right.
this is not anything to do with people being out.
I feel like you're willing to take an Oubre for McCollum and Nurkic trade every time, right?
Exactly. So you're like, the Warriors should have won this game. We'll end it here. Let's get us some callers because they should have won this game. I don't know if they choked it away. This is who they've been all season, Sam. So, like, I don't think we were surprised by this. Less frustrating because we're used to it. But, it's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, and I don't think – I just want to throw this out there. I don't think it's acceptable to throw out the, oh, Wiseman's only 19 and Clay's coming back next season excuse. They should be better than that. If they're light years ahead, they should do better than this. So we'll keep it moving. We'll get to some callers. We appreciate you guys, everyone who's joining us.
Hey everyone, I wanted to tell you about Blue Wire Hustle, a brand new program where you can host your very own podcast here at Blue Wire. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or if you want to host a podcast and just don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As part of the program, you'll receive.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve, personal cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. And on top of all that, we'll get you your show pushed out to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and all other listening platforms. And the best part is you can get all of this for only $15 a month, the same rate as any other hosting site would charge just for the initial setup. So whether you're starting from scratch or have an existing show that you want to grow, Hustle is an open door to leveling up your sports experience. Acceptance into the program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. Check out the description box for this episode to find out more. That is bwhustle.com/join.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball players strike out with the bases loaded. The best golfers sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom sometimes, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go to Roman.com/lightyears now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/lightyears and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving your home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/lightyears and get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/lightyears. Get started now to save $15 off your first month of treatment.
What do we got up? I did see TK's tweet. I don't do TK slander. I don't slander any fellow Asians. So it's a rule of mine.
All right, I'm going to move to the next person then.
Okay.
There we go. What's Ryan. Up, Ryan, what's up, man?
I'm not really too pissed about this loss simply because this is not a real NBA roster. It's if we're being honest, I mean, look at the bench. How many NBA players are coming off the bench right now? Like legit NBA players. It's Kent Bazemore. I think that's it, right? Am I missing one?
I mean, we can get into this, but your point stands.
I mean, yeah, I can't really be too mad about this loss. And if the Warriors are serious about contending next year, like you guys were talking about, they got to hit between the margins. They have to have actual role players. I mean,
are you saying we need to do better than Brad Wanamaker?
I am saying yes, you need to do better than Brad Wanamaker.
All right, let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you this before we get off the ground. Let's say they don't make a big trade. Let's say they're running back Steph, Clay, Draymond, Wiggins. They keep Oubre. They have Wiseman on the roster. What are you looking at, like, highest priority for them?
Another guy that could create his own shot, because I'm looking at this team right now. Steph can create his own shot. That's about it. You know who else can create their own shot? LaMelo Ball.
All right.
It's a fair point, and I would agree with you. No matter what they do,
we're not doing this tonight.
They can't enter the roster next year with just like the only player who can take a defender off the dribble is Steph Curry.
Exactly.
And, so, all right. Yeah. Appreciate you, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan. Loyal caller, by the way. He's been on like every time. I love it. It's awesome.
John, yo,
what's going on?
What's up, Sam and Andy?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man. Hey, man. TK throws that slander on Andy every now and again. Man, you should feel free to take a shot once in a while. I heard you drop your name on one of his podcasts. So
I know he does.
Feel free to fire some shots there. I agree with Ryan there. This is not a game to be too upset about. They're on the road. They clearly suck on the road. They're a relatively young team given the fact that Clay's not out there and just the lack of full-on NBA playership that you guys have been citing. What do we expect? We expect them to be a 500 team on the road when they should win this game. They're a sub-500 team. They're 4-under right now. They're probably going to stay somewhere in that range, if not more. So they just got to find a way to eke some of these wins out. And it's just bullshit on the roster construction. I mean, they got to wait for Travis Link to get fired. He's the next one to get fired in Atlanta. Bring him back. Find some people that we can freaking bring in again, because we were better when we had Schlenk here at finding people. Let's go light years ahead and drive him to come back, because we know he's getting fired in the office.
So going light years ahead means going backwards and finding the same dudes we had in the past.
That's right, because light years ahead, we ain't light years ahead. That's over. Light years is dead. Put a grave on it. Do the LeBron 3-1 thing. It's dead. Light years is dead. We ain't
that might be shit. Should we make that our new intro? Just so light years is dead.
you guys fucking rock, but like Joe Lacob's light years is fucking dead.
Oh, that's a great fucking ball.
I appreciate it, John. Have a good night, man.
I didn't realize I was up here. What's up?
We already have the next guy on, Sam?
We should.
Who is it?
Batum, you there?
Yeah.
It seems like you had some technical difficulties, but don't worry about what you got for us.
I don't know. I just, like, in the few, I'm not a Warriors fan, but I follow them a bit to support Steph and my good friend Damian Lee. Shout out Damian Lee. And I don't know. My one takeaway from the game is I just find Draymond so annoying. Like, the whole game, you know, he's like afraid to shoot. And then there was a Spurs game. And then tonight, like, I'm not mad about the charge call. It's like really, like, this is the time you're gonna, like, get out of your like scaredy cat mode, and now you want to try to drive the hoop. Just, like, get it back to Steph. I don't know. That's my one take from the game. Just, like, get it to Steph.
Okay, so Andy, I'm gonna let you take this one on, but I feel like we've talked about this where. Yeah, it's cool Draymond hit that three down the stretch and tried to make a play on the end. And let's be honest, that was a blocking foul. That wasn't a charge. Yes, but the NBA refs aren't going to overturn that. And it's more like, why did it take you till the end of the game to put shots up, right?
Yeah, it's like, what? Who the fuck is blocking you at the rim? Who is stopping Draymond from taking every single... You know, Kevon Looney shot two wide open 6 foot. I don't know what you call them. They're not jumpers because he ain't jumping.
They're not really floaters either. They're just things.
Fucking things. Yeah, things that don't go in the freaking basket. He missed both of them, clanked them. But, like, you know, at least he shot them. And he's not an NBA offensive player. And then you after that missed layup. But then you look at Draymond and you're like, dude, look, I get it. Great offensively, great passer, high IQ. You know, good leader.
The defense is awful without him. So, like, cool. Yeah, obviously cool. Value. But, yes.
$25 million. You can't shoot a 5-foot floater, Sam?
10 points. Give us 10.
It's like asking your kid to give you, like to get an A in PE. Like, it's the fucking easiest subject in high school. Get an A.
So, I don't have kids, but I'm at the age where friends have kids. And it's like watching them negotiate food with them. Or they're, like, trying to feed them and they won't take it in the mouth. It's like, just eat.
Pause.
The... All right, we're going to keep moving.
You're like the analogy, but I couldn't.
You're a monster. You're a monster.
I couldn't help myself.
Ricky, what is up, my man?
Oh, man. It's a depressing night because, you know, I was watching some college basketball earlier. I saw UCLA lose the exact same way the Warriors did tonight. Man, thanks for the therapy session, guys. So, I don't know. I guess my thoughts tonight are about, you know, Kevon Looney. Sometimes he looks good out there. Sometimes it looks like he's moving with Ron Adams' hips out there. And, like, you know, I'm just wondering, how many more years do the Warriors, you know, decide we're going to keep him around? Or, you know, maybe the question in general should be, how many more years until he's out of the league because of those – because of his health?
Oh, that's a dark question. Yeah, I would not hope so. But from a skill level, you know, he should be playing with the Warriors for a long time. Yeah, but the hips, like, I mean, I think the better way to put it is he's not getting any better, right? That's probably the thing you'd say about Kevon Looney. Like, he's not getting any better than this. This is probably the best that he ever will be. And, like, I don't think it's, like, skill deterioration because he's still relatively young, but, like, he's not suddenly become a 3-point shooter, which is what people were hoping for. And he's not becoming, like, a post-up guy. He's not quick enough to become any of those. So, you know, I think he'll be in the league, but I don't, you know,
I think the bigger issue is it's not that, you know, Looney is deteriorating as much as he's probably one of the five best players on this roster, and he shouldn't be one of the five. Like, a lot of the frustration with Looney would be less of a frustration if he was in his natural role, which is, you know, 10 to 15 minutes a game off the bench as a backup big who does his thing in a lineup that has two to three guys who can create their own shot. And his job is really just to rebound and move the ball, right?
Yeah. And you hope James Wiseman is that guy moving forward. So I think that's at least the plan for the next 10 years. That's their plan.
All right, we're going to keep moving. Thank you, Ricky. Appreciate you. Let's see. Oh, we got a good picture here. Joe Bucket. Joe, what's going on?
This is a good picture.
How's it going? Good. I'm just freaking pissed off at Steve Kerr, honestly. Like, I don't understand why he didn't just call a timeout in our last possession. Like, actually call a good set, first off. And second off, also make sure that the guys know to double. I mean, I saw Marcus Thompson saying something about they didn't screen, and that's why Dame wasn't doubled. But, I mean, you can find a good defensive set to double Dame, I feel like. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you guys can help me with that.
No, you're right. I think the Warriors – so MT's right. The Warriors were probably going to send a second guy if Dame went for a high pick and roll. But instead, he went ISO. So he put his man on an island. And, you know, Dame hit a tough-ass shot, but he can do that. And that's like the difference between the Warriors and the Blazers. They put Dame in an ISO, a 1-4 flat, and the Warriors had Steph run off 14 screens with, like, all this cutesy action to try to get a shot, and it got blown up, right? It didn't work, so.
They ran that double against Luka too, remember, in Dallas, and it didn't go well, right? Now, Dame is better than Luka, in my opinion. Dame should be the starter.
Particularly at hitting
isolation shots. Yeah, and really just shooting, right? And just shooting threes. Yes. So, but to me, it's like, yeah, that sucked, but it's just the rest of the game that's really the most frustrating part with this team. And you can't even blame the refs, right, with the charge stuff. It's like, you guys play like you guys were fouling the whole game. The whole game, the Warriors were fouling. Every single player, nonstop.
Yeah.
And so, it's all frustrating, but I think end of the day, it's the rest of the game that's the entirety of the game. There's no part of the game. We started the podcast with this. There's no part of the game where I felt like, yeah, I'm not frustrated. This is going to be a win. This is going to be a win.
I take that back. No, the first 5 minutes. That's it.
That's true. I was on the bike, so.
There we go.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Big fan.
Appreciate you, Joe. Calling again.
All right, Big Joe.
Will, what's going on, man?
What's up, guys? Frustrating loss. It's kind of crazy. We revolutionized small ball. And then we had two players in our lineup in Looney and Draymond who can't shoot the ball at all at the same time. Pretty insane. It's just frustrating, man. I mean, this team, you know, the bench has been talked about consistently. I was going to talk about that. You know, it just sucks. We don't have a lot of NBA quality players on this bench. And you look at, you know, some of the guys we tried to develop. You know, Chris Boucher is doing big things for the Raptors. Kendrick Nunn, I mean, he's an NBA player off the bench. He can at least generate scoring.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So it's tough that we don't even have those guys. Yeah, I mean, I'm a Kerr defender. I think some people in this chat can go a little hard on him at times because he did take us let's be honest. I mean, the Warriors were not anything before Kerr, you know, really came in here and kind of took us to that next level. But I really questioned a lot of the decisions he made tonight. Just tough. I don't know how you can play Looney and Draymond at the same time. I just don't think that's a recipe for success at all. And here's the last thing I'll leave you guys with after that venting session was, if salaries were not an issue and you could bring back only one player between Oubre and Wiggins, who would you bring back? And I think my answer would be Oubre, because he at least goes to the hole when his shot's not falling. Wiggins, I mean, every time he sells for one of those shots, it's just like, you're the most athletic guy on the floor. You got to get to the rim at some point.
Whew, hell of a lot of great points by Will. Also, I can hear the sadness in his voice. It hurt me.
I'm hella sad, bro.
That hurt me, man. Jesus, Will, great Will, fucking call.
Will, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. I'm gonna take your call. I'm gonna take your question. So
yeah,
all right, Andy, Oubre or Wiggins?
Yeah, I actually, you know what, guys, subscribe to Light Years Premium because we just talked about this. I'm taking Oubre. How about you, Sam?
I think I'm still taking Wiggins.
Oh my god!
I think this is a salary thing, or this is a non-salary thing.
Non-salary. He said non-salary.
We're assuming they're both making the same amount of money. I still think Wiggins is a lot better defensively, and there's value there. But, like, I don't think either of them are filling the role as a secondary creator. How's that sound? So
Yes.
Uber is a little better at being aggressive and just attacking the rim. And we're missing it tonight. Like, how much would you have, how much could they have used Oubre cutting and getting, like, you know, 5 to 10 points just off of being aggressive to the rim? Like, that probably would have won the game right there.
I don't want to be corny, Sam, but Kelly Oubre, he looks like he enjoys playing basketball, man. You know, anytime I got to watch Andrew Wiggins and James Wiseman on the court right now, I'm just like, damn, are y'all? I know COVID is rough on some people out here right now, but Jesus. Can you guys put a smile on your face? Kelly Oubre is, you know, he's good. He shoots. He plays hard on defense.
He's willing to play through contact.
Willing to play like he's just a fun guy. There's nothing that tells me that Wiggins, there's his unlocked potential offensively that the Warriors can get out of
him. I think what we've got out of Wiggins is what you're going to get out of him, which is fine. It's not max worthy, but it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. So give me Oubre, man. Plus, he just I don't know, man. I like people that have fun playing basketball.
I do want to say his lack of his energy was missed. I do think it would have been noticeable tonight, but we're keeping moving.
That's a great point. Yeah, the Warriors have very little energy. They were miserable tonight. That's why JTA was so fun tonight, right? Like, JTA plays the game like he loves basketball.
I mean, so sometimes you need a couple guys on the roster, like Kent Bazemore does it too.
Yeah.
You need a couple guys on the roster who just are going to change the energy flow of the game. You can't just depend on Steph to be the only person who can change the energy flow, or Draymond too.
Yeah.
What up, guys?
What's up, man?
What's up? Yo, so I love the Warriors, obviously. I feel like every time we have a bad game, everyone's ready to jump ship and throw everyone off the boat, keep Steph there. My only take, and the biggest take, is that this front office coaching staff has never developed any young studs. Why are we waiting and hoping for the Minnesota pick to land in the outside the top three? If we can get a guy like Beal, LaVine, any of these stud scorers, it's not like we picked wrong at number two. You know, it's just not the way we work. These guys can't draft. There's really no point of holding on and hoping to land one of these studs coming in next year when we don't even know if it's going to be a top three pick.
Yeah, so I agree with you. I think that's an overarching point we've talked about in the pod all season. And like, it's not even our pod. I feel like that's how all Warrior fans feel, which is we need to put all our chips on the table. Steph is still an MVP. He's turning 33 in a week, which is weird. But I think we still got at least three more years of Steph at this level. Let's not waste it. Let's not waste it putting, you know, like, nothing against James Wiseman. I think James Wiseman is going to be a phenomenal player, but he might not be a phenomenal player before Steph's out of his prime. And they need to go all in. They're trying to do, I've brought this point up on other episodes. They're trying to do the Spurs thing where, you know, oh, we're going to develop Kawhi while we have Tim Duncan and Tony Parker and all these guys. And I'm like, it's just as easy to end up like the Celtics, where everyone thinks you're super smart for doing it. And then, you know, 3 years later, everyone's like, you did all that stuff and it led to nothing.
Exactly.
Pain.
So, I mean, yeah, look, we have great guys on the team. Just get us some other playmakers. It's not like Clay is going to come in and all of a sudden he's going to be a great off the dribble. Clay doesn't do that. It's going to be Steph doing the same thing all over again.
Yeah, I think there's a prevailing notion that that they want to extend this for 10 years. And when you try to do both things, you end up doing none, right? Like, that's really – you end up doing neither of them well. And the Warriors have the flexibility to go all in on one way. Like, and that's another problem, is that they may not want to go all in. You mentioned Bradley Beal. They may not want to go all in on Bradley Beal. So – I'm not saying that's a good or bad decision. That's a decision that I think that they're going to make, and saying, we don't want Bradley Beal. We don't want Zach LaVine, because they're not the type of players that flourish in our system in the way that we want to win basketball games. And that may be the problem.
I mean, we had a guy like KD. Say,
we appreciate you, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Keep moving. Uh-oh. Luke.
Boys, how are we?
What did Justinian Jessup do this week?
He got clamped, mate. He had a shitter of a game. Don't worry about it. Let's move on. I'm already pissed off. we got to keep it real. I know you guys haven't brought it up, but good thing we got sold that fucking bullshit line about Jordan Poole playing, eh? That was fantastic. Like, not like we couldn't use any offense in the fucking second unit. That's all good. Sweet. I'm sorry. You got heaps of fans near now, but I just want to say, can we all fucking lay off this Wiseman kid? Like, seriously, can we just stop? He's under so much pressure in every single one of these games. We picked the kid, but I wanted to ask you guys is we've been watching all these games with the boys in Discord. We've kind of fucked ourselves in a way now where we have to play him. Like you said before, Andy, about Looney, right? He's great for defense, but the guy can't make a fucking layer. So we're sacrificing one end or the other. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just no either way. But, and all these people saying, oh, let's get Bradley Beal. They've got to be made available first.
Yeah.
And the problem is, and I don't know if you guys saw as well, Steph in that post game, you see how he said, oh, I just don't know how to describe what happened at the end of the game? You can tell he's pissed off, right?
Yeah.
So what I want to ask you boys, I know I ask you every time I get on here, what is your gauge now to, you think you're just going to ride it out, not what this season's about? Or do you think something, they get pressured by certain people into going, okay, what do we do here?
It's a great question. I think they're going to play the long game. Like, yeah. Andy, you can stop me if I'm wrong here. I just can't see them being overly aggressive over anyone who's available. But it could also be a situation where who's available right now that, like, okay, so they didn't trade for James Harden. We should say that. I don't know if they could have got James Harden, to be honest. But James Harden was the last high-level player who made it known that he wanted out of his current situation. So they passed on James Harden. They're going to say he wasn't a culture fit. I'm calling bullshit on that because he's a phenomenal player. And, yeah, they may have had to make some changes. But you know, that's that. The real question is what they do this offseason, because now we've seen a season of this. I really hope the plan is not we're going to get Clay back and James Wiseman will be a year better, and that's all that matters, because I think that's unfair to both of them. I think that's unfair to Clay Thompson, who's had 2 years off with serious injuries. Like, I'm just hoping Clay is healthy next year. I hope Clay is just able to be productive in some capacity. I'm not expecting Clay to be the player we saw before his injuries next year. And then James Wiseman, phenomenal talent, very likable player, and I think he'll be really good over time. But we're seeing what happens when you ask a young player to be too much too soon. It doesn't work that way. And a young big man. It's the hardest. Yeah. It's the hardest to be a young big man to adapt to the NBA, especially a young big man that hadn't played professional basketball. So I'm with you on that. A few for the kid.
I just wanted to ask, but on top of that though, don't you think, like, I know you guys are pretty plugged in, but if the game is that, and we don't agree with it, aren't they kind of fucking themselves in the regard to the whole, okay, if we're going to keep playing this kid when we kind of have to, because there's no offense on the floor at all, and then he's showing all his mistakes. Like, you can tell he's thinking about shit when he's dropping balls. You can just tell. When there's no plays run for him, he looks fine. But when he's, like, told to set a move to a post up, he's like, oh, fuck, and he drops the ball, right? Same thing. So aren't we intentionally taking his trade value if we're going to move? If, say, for example, Bradley Beal says next week, I want out. Aren't we hurting ourselves right now by playing him?
I don't think they're – well, okay, number one, I don't think they're trading him. I don't think that's happening. Right. So I would throw that. I would throw that out the window. I think they're fully invested in having drafted the kid and then developing him to be a great center, which, you know, with Sam, I think he'll be great. I think Miles Turner is great. It took him 3 years to become great.
You don't think even if Bradley Beal came out to next week, you don't reckon they're flipping him? Gundy head right now. Would you say yes or no?
No, I don't think they'd do it. I don't think they'd do it. And the thing is, like, they wouldn't do it for James Harden. And I think, you know, partly because, I mean, there's going to be a lot more than just James Wise for James Harden. But, like, it's also, like, it's just that not the type of player that they want. Now, if you told me that Giannis is coming on the market, it's a different story. But, yeah. So, anyway, Big Jim. Give Big Jim some time. feel bad for him.
I'm with him, boys. I know you two are. I'm with him. I love him. I think he's our pick. We've got to go with it. All I mean is just regarding, we keep analysing every locker room, like, going, it's not helping anyone. You know what I mean? That's what
I'm saying. Yeah.
Anyway, I know you got guys lining up. So cheers, boys.
Appreciate you, Luke. Have a great night or morning. All right, we're going to do a couple more, and then we gotta get going for the night. Anthony, what's up, my man?
Yeah. You guys hear me?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yes, sir.
I was just thinking, I'm watching the game, and it's like there's part of me that just feels like I would move Wiseman now. I know you guys are not into that, but I think I would move him now. Because what if he's Marvin Bagley? And
that's a fair point. That is I don't want to consider that, but it is a fair point. Like, what if we're holding on to potential that in a year and a half? Like, I actually like this analogy better. Andre Drummond, his rookie year, everyone was like, how did he fall to 9? He looks amazing. And then, like, 2 years later, everyone's like, ah, he's fine. But, you know, he's not a franchise player or anything like that. So I do think it's fair to wonder if the Warriors are, like, going to hold him too long, right? So I do think that's a fair point. But it comes back to the same question, which is, for what? What are we moving him for? What is available? Who's being offered that they're saying no to?
I don't know. I would do it for Beal, I think, probably only just okay. Because ultimately, what if he is really good? But I watch him and it's like he doesn't rebound. And I just worry about the fact he can't rebound. And it's like, should we just think about the fact that everybody's hyping him up and maybe we can still get like top pick value for him? I don't know. If you hang on to him and he sucks, we can't get anything for him a year from now, you know?
This is where I think if you think of the front office as a business, I think they're holding on, right? Like, they're holding on and they're trusting their guys to develop this. I hate to say asset, but that's what they think of it as.
And for better or worse.
For better or worse, I think this is how they think of it. You know, when you buy something and you've invested so much time and effort and you think you're going to invest so much time and effort developing in it, you want that to be successful. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I'm saying like that's how they think of it as. And I think that's why they wouldn't do it. And the Bradley Beal trade wouldn't just be Wiseman for Beal, right? It would be Wiseman, the Minnesota pick, and probably another couple first for him. And I think that's where they'd be out of it.
One of us, they demand Andy or me. Go too. You know, that's
I'm not going to DC. I'm not going to DC.
But you want to do that though? I mean, I feel like I don't know. I feel like I would do that. I mean, you'd have a deal on the Warriors. You
would, but like unequivocally, Anthony, they would not do that. So that's the problem. Yeah.
I do agree with you. I think I would. I think he's that talented, but we'll see. So we'll keep moving. Appreciate you as always.
Thanks, man. Somebody do a Porzingis. Jeez, get the fuck out of here in the chat.
All right, we're gonna do last.
All right, last
call of the night. Everyone who we don't get to tonight, come in tomorrow. I'm taking a screenshot of all the names. You will be moved to the front of the list. We're doing this after tomorrow's game too. Hopefully a W. But let's get to Dylan.
Nice,
Dylan. Hey, what's up, man?
Not much. Y'all already kind of covered my question earlier, but I was just gonna say we win tonight if we have Oubre, right? Like,
absolutely, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I just, yeah, and
but
I guess
do we win if the Blazers have CJ and Nurkic?
No, probably not. but I guess the other part of my question to that is I think what I was trying to do the max calculation on Oubre the other day, and I think his 3-year max with us would be about 69-70 mil. Would you guys do that?
Sam, you want to take – this is how we're getting out of here tonight. This is how we go out on a bang.
I love myself some Kelly Oubre. The lack of kisses and push-ups tonight were definitely noticed. The energy was down. You can't convince me Draymond wouldn't have scored 6 points instead of 5 if Kelly didn't throw a kiss his way. But I don't think he's getting a max. I think the real question is, do you keep Oubre – let's say he's at the same – contract value as he is right now. Would you extend Oubre at the same like range of contract for the next few years?
Oh, hold up. First of all, 3 years, $69 million for Kelly Oubre. First of all, $69 million. I mean, that's fucking perfect.
I also I didn't even consider the fact that Dylan was trolling us with the numbers there.
So good. Yeah, 3 years at $14 million per. Yeah, absolutely. 3 years at $23 million per. Honestly, Sam, who cares, right? Because they can
not
pay
my
him,
money,
right? They can pay him as much as they can. Like, it's not a salary cap thing.
Joe's got some.
Well, Joe, they did say Joe's trying to sell a minority stake to a SPAC, right? Like he's trying some new shit, or an SPAC, whatever you want, however you want to say. I was just learning about that a couple of weeks ago. Very interesting. Joe Lacob just trying to be light years, which is probably not a good thing, you would think, about the team's long term kind of money spending. But I think he's back with the team. I think they sign him, Sam. I think they sign him, and I think what were you saying last time, that they'll probably get him at about the same range. 14, 15 million. I think they do that. I think you got to do that. I don't have enough talent.
I think that's a range he comes in at next year. And then, you know, it brings up the question, which I brought up earlier tonight. So let's say you have Steph, you have Clay off of two injuries. So, you know, maybe he's a little limited next year. Then you got Oubre and Wiggins, and you still have Draymond. You still have Wiseman, who you're developing. It's not a bad starting point, but like, what does that roster get you, right? Like, you got to upgrade it in some way or another, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the we'll get out of here because we'll get out of here with this because this is what would make me happy. I think this would be nice light years. You know, James Wiseman shows enough here potential to be like a good defensive center that averages like 15 points just off dunks and layups and a couple threes, hopefully. You get Klay Thompson, who's relatively healthy, right, Sam? Then you get veteran players because they want to come to a team that they think is a fringe contender while also saying, like, hey, you can get big minutes on this team and have a good role. You re-sign Kelly Oubre. You got Andrew Wiggins, who's playing a less role. And then you get the Minnesota pick and draft someone who I think is number one on the board and is ready to play basketball today is Jalen Suggs, right? Like, this is not James Wiseman, right? Jalen Suggs is ready to play basketball today. Like, it's not like he's Jalen Green, who I don't think is ready to play, but Jalen Suggs is. And I think that's who you can get to play on the second unit. Now you have a team that's a lot better with some vets and some healthier players and some more talent. I think that's what they're thinking. So I don't know. I tried to sell
that. That makes sense to me. That makes sense to me. I'm expecting Brad Wanamaker next year anyway. So. You know, we're going to leave it at that. We appreciate all of you.
Hey, let me throw tonight. In one more thing real quick.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to take credit for the Wiseman Slim Jims picture. I made that. If y'all ever need any other silly Photoshops, hit me up.
That is my favorite Photoshop. The Big Jim, Slim Jim with Kalina and Fitz in the background is a phenomenal photo. We appreciate you all. We're going to be back tomorrow night after the game. Hopefully, better terms. Like everyone, I'm just going to say this. Everyone who didn't speak tonight, I will get to you tomorrow. I see you all. I see you, Nathaniel. I see you, Cola Davis. I see Antonio Diaz, Jameel Prince, on down the line. I see y'all.
Bye, guys.
Later.